It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. This week, we're exploring the high school dropout problem in Colorado as part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen series, along with Colorado Public Television. While numbers are going down, thousands of Colorado high school students are still slipping through the cracks, which places them at a disadvantage later in life. Yesterday, we learned that the typical dropout is a minority male in the 12th grade. Today, KUNC's Brian Larson adds a face to the stats.
In setting out to do the American Graduate series, we began by looking at a lot of data. But as we quickly found out, statistics alone on a spreadsheet don't adequately answer the why question. Why did a particular student leave school?
They identify common barriers that interrupted their education.
So we took our question to Judith Martinez at the Colorado Department of Education. She's Director of Dropout Prevention and Student Engagement.
There's a cluster of factors that led them to leave school, and they were generally related to a lack of connectedness in school, challenges at home, and chronic stressors such as homelessness, poor health, and poverty.
We also heard about students who left school to get a job to help their family or to take care of someone else. And in the case of 18-year-old Bishop Albright, it was the birth of his son.
I just stopped going because they started saying, like, if I don't get a job, like my dad was telling me, like, if I don't go get a job, then he's pretty much going to sell all my stuff because, he's not going to take care of my kid. I have to take care of my own kid, you know?
Bishop was out of school for a year. He's now working full-time as a delivery driver for Pizza Hut and attending Futures Academy in Aurora. It helps high school dropouts re-engage in their education.
I just knew, like, while I was working, stuff like that, like, I can't do this my whole life, you know? It's like, I need to make a future for myself and, be able to provide for my son and stuff. So, like, I needed to get my education. Like, I guess it just clicked onto my mind. Like, I can't live off minimum wage, you know? Pretty sure my mom told me about this program, and then, like, I ended up getting a call, and then, they started asking me about my situation, so then I was like, yeah, and then I don't live that far, so I started coming here. Well, I feel like I'm being more helped here than I was at regular high school because a lot of high school teachers don't really have time to go around and help every kid in the class and stuff like that, and like I just feel like I'm learning more here. I don't think that I was as much of a good student in high school because I don't know, like I wouldn't go to some classes, like, but now I try to make it on time every day, try to come to class every day, and then, like, sometimes I wouldn't be on task. But now it's, like, a lot more serious, you know, like, it's just, like, a big wake-up, you know. It felt, like, refreshing, you know, because, like, I was just like, man. Like, I wasn't really doing nothing. I was just going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home. Like, I'm actually going for my GED. I kind of wanted to go to college, but, I mean, I want to just hurry up and get it so I can, just start living life, get my first apartment, start better jobs, you know, and maybe go to community college, you know. I'm just glad I get to go back to school, and a lot of kids don't take advantage of that, you know, going back to school, and because a lot of kids can't do it out in, like, different places like Africa and stuff, like. I've learned a lot of new things in my geography class and stuff, so it's like I get to see, a lot of kids live poor out there, you know, and don't have the option to go to school. So it's like I might as well take advantage of the fact that I have a choice right now. So my dad's very supportive, and like I'm just trying to make my family like proud, and my mom's supportive too. They just tell me just to stay in school and stuff, but like it's kind of hard because I'm trying to actually like find a new job and stuff too. It just kind of gets hard sometimes, but like, I don't know. Like, but I mean, I'm not gonna give up. You know, everything's hard, but I'm not gonna give up.
Bishop Albright turns 19 in July, and while he's working to get his life together, he's also mentoring his little brother, who is a sophomore and is on the football team at his high school.
Sometimes he wakes up late and stuff. Like, I mean, like, dude, you got to get up. I'll drive him to school, you know, like, just so I know that he's not going to go in my path that I went, you know, so I know that he's going to just go and graduate. Like, it's way easier to just go to school first and finish first instead of starting over.
Futures Academy is managed by Colorado Youth for a Change. a decade-old program that was created by Steve Dobo as a way of keeping kids from dropping out.
I don't believe it's about the personal deficiencies of our young people. It's more about that we've created a system that does not work for all kids.
For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.